03.
Hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Combon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Combon Radio News. Combon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 8:50, Combon Radio 94.9. It's Combon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headline on Combon Radio.
Kamala South residents are warned against dumping garbage in flood water. In African news, 125 dead, over 640,000 affected by Mozambique's catastrophic floods. To present the evening news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. A resident of Kamala South has appealed to fellow residents to desist from throwing garbage in flood water caused by the ongoing heavy rains of this rainy season. Most parts of Kamala South and surrounding areas are flooded due to heavy rainfall in the recent days. Hope most understood Combon Radio News are that following the heavy downpour, most internal roads in the area have been flooded due to a poor drainage system. She says it is unfortunate that some residents are taking advantage of the flooding to dispose of garbage in the water. Ms. Musonda has since appealed to relevant authorities to intensify efforts to curb such illegal acts, warning that they pose a serious health risk to residents. In a related development, the Chipata City Council has intensified cleanup operations targeting illegal dumping sites across the district in an effort to promote a clean environment and prevent disease outbreaks, especially during the rainy season. The operation being carried out by the Council's Public Health Department forms part of the local authority's continued enforcement of waste management laws and public health regulations. Speaking during a cleanup exercise in Mchini compound near the Mchini graveyard, Assistant Public Relations Officer Grace Alungu said the council remains committed to curbing indiscriminate waste disposal. She said garbage is being cleared from illegal dumping sites to ensure the city remains clean and protected from possible disease outbreaks. Ms. Lungui emphasized that the rainy season presents increased public health risks and that proper waste management is a collective responsibility. She warned that the cleanup exercise should serve as a strong message to residents who continue to dispose of waste illegally. Mukushi District Veterinary Officer has vaccinated a total of 3,122 dogs against the rabies from October last year to date. Mukushi District Veterinary Officer Dr. Kalua Muranga told Kumbon Radio News that the estimated dog population in the district stands about 5,000. She said the vaccination exercise is aimed at protecting both animals and humans from the deadly disease. Dr. Muranga has encouraged residents of Mukushi District to take their dogs for vaccination in order to safeguard their public health and prevent the spread of rabies.
We vaccinated 3,172 dogs cumulatively. So that is it's 90.1% coverage. And we are remaining about 328 doses. So people can still continue coming for free vaccines. We have about 328 doses.
The Advocates for National Development and Democracy, ANDD, has gotten the government to spearhead the legalization of gold mining activities in Zambia, following the recent removal of illegal miners from Kikonge gold mine in Mufumbo district. Speaking in the wake of the operation, ANDD Executive Director Samuel Banda has told Kumbon Radio News that the eviction of illegal miners should be followed by deliberate efforts to support those affected, noting that many of them depend on mining activities to provide for their families. He emphasized that the livelihoods of the displaced miners must be taken into consideration, adding that abandoning them without alternatives could worsen social and economic challenges in the area. Mr. Banda has further called for structured training programs to equip our former illegal miners with a knowledge on safe and responsible gold mining practices.
We wish to commend government for removing illegal miners from Kikonge gold mine. This is a progressive development that must be supported by all stakeholders. When illegal mining takes away national resources, which are supposed to be used to develop our economy. Also, the dangers, the lives of our people. Many times, these illegal miners, they don't even have the technical skills, knowledge on how to mine.
We break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rates.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
Ela, chokako. Bwana wa mabwana afika.
Oh, so ndio bwana wa mabwana. Ni phone ya wabula.
Manje, wizi walola Max Mwati. It's for the biggest bosses.
You heard right. Ungankale, bwana wa mabwana with MTN's Alola Max. A fast 4G smartphone with a big screen, good camera, long-lasting battery, 32GB memory storage, and 2 SIM card slots. All for just 795 kwacha. The Alola Max also comes with 3GB free data every month for 3 months. Alola Maximwe. Get yours today from any MTN service center. MTN, what are we doing today?
Current business rates on Kumboni Radio.
My business rate, mitego, zama order, zamene karandira, ife, pa Kumboni Radio, nizi.
50 kg repu, 300. 50 kg chihuahua, 100 kwacha. 50 kg kalembula, 70 kwacha. 50 kg mupilu, 130. 50 kg ondwe, 120. 50 kg rumanda, 180. 50 kg impwa, 350. 50 kg Chinese, 1.